The Ford Show. Ford Motor Company of Australia presents the Ford Show Orchestra and Choir, led by Bob Gibson, with Peggy Brooks, Neil Williams, and Barbara Wheatley, while your master of ceremonies is Hayes Gordon.
Big news from the Ford Show this week, ladies and gentlemen, for by special arrangement with Lee Gordon, we'll be presenting a special farewell appearance of the world-famous Stan Freberg! Take a deep breath of morning air. Now look into the blue sky and count to ten. Ready? One, two,
three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
In a little workaday world, on your workaday treadmill, hurry, hurry, rush, rush, worry, worry your life away. Little workaday world, aren't you weary of set mill? Don't you ever take time off for passing the time of day? Have you had fun recently? Seen the sun or the sea? Met someone recently? Who's the he or the she? Little workaday world, little workaday world, please. Jack's a very dull clerk, if his life is all work, no play.
If I'm late, I'll lose my job.
If we're late, we'll lose our job.
See, my friends, you've lost your sense of humor.
Hurry, rush, come on, let's go. Fool, work, worry, work.
Little workaday world.
Hurry, rush,
if we don't, you'll lose your job.
Time clock in your workaday soul for a stroll in the nearby park. You're in a bird in the tree, who's a bird just like me, and he'll say, little man, get away while you can, have some fun for a while. Little workaday will be, and you're sure to call back for your workaday world with a smile.
Little workaday world, we'd be glad to get back to our workaday world.
With a smile, with a smile, with a smile.
Whichever car you select,
there's no better buy than the Ford Prefect. It has that big car style, it wins by a mile. It has the top performance that makes any driver smile.
It handles just like a dream.
The ride is so supreme.
It's a wonderful car, a real economy stop. It's finer by far, Ford Prefect.
So big in big car-like features, so small in running economy. Prefect or Anglia bring you big car-like styling, roominess, comfort, performance, greater vision and luggage space, plus true small car economy. 40 miles per gallon with a minimum of maintenance cost. Take a test. You'll find Prefect or Anglia best. Best for big car-like features. Best for small car economy at lowest prices of all. Let your Ford Prefect and Anglia dealer prove these money-saving facts to you tomorrow.
It handles just like a dream.
The ride is so supreme.
It's a wonderful car, a real economy star. It's finer by far, Ford Prefect.
And now here's Ford Show singer Peggy Brooks with a high-spirited comment on the weather situation.
It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do, you've got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two, for I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. So if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day. Done by two, for I'd really like to stay. So if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say. It's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely, grand and glorious, wonderful, lovely day.
Moment we've all been waiting for, as we present in person here at the Ford Show the farewell appearance of the world famous Stan Freeberg.
I was halfway to Honolulu. I heard the applause and came all the way back.
Well, now, you've had a chance to see a little bit of Australia, Stan. Give us
yes.
a frank opinion. What do you think?
I think it's here to stay.
Suppose you think the same of the people.
Yes, I think the people are wonderful in Australia. Seriously, I have never had such great audiences as I've had here in the stadium for Lee Gordon. This
really?
Is a tremendous response. And I think so much of the people here that... I would like to take a little song back home with me to America, and it's sort of represents Australia and what Australia means, and as I understand, it's sort of your second national anthem here. And the song goes like this.
I like aeroplane jelly.
Is that the one?
Well, I tell you, evidently, Stan...
Did I say something wrong?
No.
Just get another sponsor for the show, that's all.
Speaking of that, where's my tractor? The last time I was here, I asked for a Ford.
Well, you trade in the Ford you got, and we'll give you the tractor.
No, I didn't get a Ford last time. All I got was a basket of fruit at my hotel.
Well, have you ever tried eating a Ford?
Have you ever tried driving a basket of fruit? At any rate, I want to look out my front window one of these days back home and watch the tractors go rolling by. Tractors for my wife, actually. She likes to take things apart.
Does she?
She is a very attractive wife.
She is indeed.
She is very attractive.
She ate all the fruit. And I ate the basket.
Stan, evidently you're
and
not...
And the tractor is for you.
Thank you very much. While you're giving us all these secrets, you suppose maybe you could confide in us something else. We promise not to tell anyone else. How many writers do you really have writing your material for you?
Just one.
One?
Yes.
Must be a brilliant fellow, whoever he is.
Stan Freeberg. No, actually, I have another gentleman that writes my material. You are the abominable...
Snowman, that's right, Stan, yes. I write all of Stan's material, and I eat what's left over of the fruit.
Is that all you pay him, just a bowl of fruit?
That's right.
You going to get that tractor, Stan?
I think so. We'll see about it later.
All right.
Okay.
Fine.
Great.
Along with the secrets, what are your plans after you leave Australia?
Tonight? Oh, I thought you meant tonight. I'm not doing anything tonight. After I leave Australia, I do 5 days in New Zealand for Lee Gordon, and then I go back, and I'm starting on a Broadway musical that I'm writing.
That's going to be interesting.
Well, I hope so.
Yes.
It'll be interesting if we ever put it on. We're going to take it on the road in a tractor. And, would you like me to sing a number?
I think it's about time, don't you?
I can only wait so long to be let into it.
Starting with
television. May I?
Please.
Here we go. Television. Write it. I'll sing it with you, so you won't feel lonely.
Television, television. I'm sick of it. Television, television. Hey, Mr. General Public, do you realize that we got a generation here of staring eyes? The women never bother getting housework done. They just sit around gawking on television. The children never run and playing out of doors. On top of that, they never reading books no more. You ask them who's the father of our country, Joe. They say it was either Walt Disney or Perry Como. Oh, television, television. I'm sick from looking on television. I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on television. The burglar comes sneaking in and breaks the latch, while Grandma, she is looking on the wrestling match. Throws him on the floor, although she's 90 years old. She says, I got him with a step over toe hold. I turn on Elvis Presley and my daughters scream. I fear she have a nervous breakdown cause of him. I wonder why he wiggle waggle to the beat. As a boy, he must have had a loose bicycle seat. Oh, television, television. I'm sick from looking on television. I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on television. The children of the country eat their dinner, you bet, but they eat it sitting in front of the TV set. They got pudding in their ears from the north to the south, from eating while watching and missing their mouth. Last night a very unusual thing occurred. The baby, he is saying his very first word. I have him on my shoulder for to make him burp. Instead he open his mouth and say, Wyatt Earp. Television, television. I'm sick of it. Television, television. I watch the late, late movie and I climb the stairs. Get into bed and have television nightmares, complete with bad commercials that repeat all night, both incompatible color and black and white. Someday my son grow up and want to go to sea, so he probably go and try to join U.S. Navy. They give him aptitude test, man, now here's the rub. They find him best suited for watching Mickey Mouse Club. Oh, television, television. I'm sick from looking on television. I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on. Sing it again, man. Television, television. I'm sick from looking on television. I got not too weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise.
From sitting and looking on television,
videotape,
television,
may help somewhat,
television,
but is it art?
Television,
don't make me laugh.
I don't think I could help noticing you sound a little bitter in that last one.
A little bitter?
That's what it sounded like to me.
Oh, you mean a little bitter about that other medium?
That other medium.
Well, that is because I've just gotten through sinking all of my money into 3D radio. Don't laugh. I mean, do laugh. Had my invention, 3D radio, caught on, here's one of the commercials you might have heard for it.
Third dimension, gen, radio, yo.
Yes, friends, third dimension radio is here. Be the first one in your block to own a Polaroid ear trumpet. With a Polaroid ear trumpet, a whole new world of sound is opened up to you. Your radio favorites will seem so real you won't believe it. Portia will be facing you instead of life. Jack Webb will drag his net right through your kitchen. And the Green Hornet will sting you right on your own back stoop. When you wear your Polaroid ear trumpet. That's radio in 3D. Here's a man. Pardon me, sir. Would you mind trying on this Polaroid ear trumpet?
Not at all.
I just slip it into your ear there.
Okay.
No. The small end.
Oh, I see.
Yes, friends, whichever end you use, you'll scream with delight. Over your Polaroid ear trumpet. It's radio in 3D. Enclose a $1.29 and send it along with your ear size to... Hollywood 28, California. But act quickly as the Better Business Bureau is cracking down.
And a big thanks to our world-famous guest, Dan Freeberg. From us all here at the Ford Show, a great big thanks. And now a word from Bruce Menzies.
When sorting out your thoughts about your new car, you can be certain of this. A Ford dealer is the man with the biggest values and the friendly, helpful service. Ford builds finer features and better value for your money. Your Ford dealer builds his business to serve you better. He makes every possible effort to give you the best buying deal. Then, through his specialized Ford service procedures... He keeps your Ford-built vehicle in tip-top condition at minimum cost. From Ford, you get the best in motoring. From your Ford dealer, you get the integrity and efficiency which makes you glad to deal with him. Get to know your local Ford dealer.
In response to many requests from our listeners, we bring you as a finale to this week's Ford Show, the wonderful music of Buterdean from the stage show Kismet, a panorama in which the mystic charm of the Orient mingled with the riotous rhythms of an Eastern bazaar. Bob Gibson and the Ford Show Orchestra, together with our singers and choir, recreate some of the more vivid scenes of this exotic musical.
Teapots and monkeys in purple and orange, show her the way to my bridal chamber.
Then get your bronze in the morn of my mornings, off to the night of my nights.
He's the night of my nights.
my nights.
And now I'd like to bring you a moment of Eastern philosophy. As the poet Beggar Hodge brought forth these words of Brahmin wisdom, which open the song of the olive tree. Oma, my friend, there is always something to be learned, even from fools.
A fool sat beneath an olive tree, and a wondrous thought had he, so he rose. And he told it to the sky. And where was I? Behind the tree I overheard his reverie. Why be content with an olive when you could have the tree? That which has lulled you to sleep, fool, has awakened me. Why should I sigh that my lot is my lot, that I can't make it anything more, when this is a lie, an excuse for a fool to snore? I look from behind the olive tree with a wondrous change in me, for I walked with my eye upon a star. Now that I know that what we dream is what we are, I'll travel far. I'll have my star, for I'm no fool.
Williams to reawaken the moment of magic from Kismet's Arabian Night setting of the Mystic East. Here is Stranger in Paradise.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise, all lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise. For mortals who stand beside an angel like you, I saw your face, and I ascend.
Stranger no more. And here is a scene of contrast. A riotous mingling of an eastern caravanserai with the sights and sounds of a colorful carnival. Barbara Wheatley sings of baubles, bangles, and beads.
Baubles, bangles, hee-ho, they jing, ting-a-ling-a. Baubles, bangles, bright shiny beads. Sparkle, spangles, my heart will sing, sing-a-ling-a. Where in the baubles, bangles, and beads I glitter and gleam so. Make somebody dream so that someday.
So the harmony swells and fades as our memories of an unforgettable musical fuse into a grand finale of Oriental rhythm and Occidental fantasy. Yes, this was Kismet.
Featured as guest star, the world-famous Stan Freberg, by arrangement with Lee Gordon. You also heard Peggy Brooks, Neil Williams, Barbara Wheatley, the Four Show Orchestra and Choir, led by Bob Gibson, and your master of ceremonies was Hayes Gordon. The Four Show is produced and directed by Darcy Fitzgerald. Bruce Menzies speaking.
A reminder to Bruce to listen for the Four Show again at the same time next week, presented over an Australia-wide network by Ford Motor Company of Australia. So, until the same time next week, it's good night from...
F-O-R-D.
And remember, wherever you go, wherever you are, watch the pods go by!